Blog Talk Radio.
Talk Radio Network is the hottest online radio station heard globally. We feature the best radio shows, the most amazing hosts, and hot topic panelists. We produce and support fabulous events globally as well. We work with the most dedicated community partners, period, point blank. I started We Talk Radio Network in 2010, and guess what?
Over 10 years later, we are still going strong.
Celebrating and providing the best radio shows, best special guests, the most incredible music, blogs, events, and more. We have informative shows, inspirational shows, music shows. We even have two youth shows. We invite you to be a part of the family. And you can do that by following us on all our social media platforms and by going to www.wetalkradio.com. WeTalkRadio.com. We Talk Radio.
NWA.
Yeah, yeah.
She got her love and got her money, got her, but no peace of mind. Got a lover, got a house and keys, but no peace of mind. What is this love if money can't bring
peace of mind?
What is this love if money can't bring
peace of mind?
Giving you Gucci and Prada, but does your heart get not a thing in return? Your disguise and the hurt, what is it worth, babe? If you lose yourself, it's deeper than well. Money can't help if you first don't love yourself. Be more than expensive beauty, joy like a priceless ruby. Love should be yours, and it should be.
Uh-huh. Got a love and got that money, got a, but no peace of mind. Got a love, I got a house and keys, but no peace of mind. What is this love if money can't bring? What is this love if money can't bring
peace of mind?
They put your heart in the locket, like changing the pocket, but won't spend time on you. They call you a dime, but won't spend no time if they had no minute or two. Trust must be earned, love can be learned. It can weather a storm, and like fire be burned. More than expensive beauty, don't like a priceless ruby. Your love should be yours, and it should be.
She got a love and got that money, got a, but no peace of mind. Got a love, I got a house and key, but no peace of mind. What is this love if money can't bring? What is this love if money can't bring?
like this. It must be like this.
Ha ha, that's right. Heaven is just like this. We're living in heaven right here on We Talk Radio Network, living the best days of our life. This is the Kia D Unplugged Show. Listen, I'm just glad you joined me tonight. I appreciate you hanging out with me. It's going to be an absolutely dynamic night, and I'm looking forward to it. It's been a long day. So chilling right now. I don't have any coffee. I need my coffee. I need something. I got water. I got water tonight. And then usually I have me a little coffee when I do the show, you know, and I love coffee. I actually can drink coffee in the morning, the afternoon, and have me a cup at midnight if I need to, you know. I just love coffee. It tastes so good. Any other coffee people out there? You know, I'm a mocha girl. You know, some people like caramel and vanilla and espresso. I am a mocha coffee drinker. Love it. Gotta have it. Again, welcome to the Kia D Unplugged Show. We're going to have, I'm Kia D, and I'm your host tonight. I'll be joined by Fern here in just a few minutes, so don't go anywhere. Fern's going to be here. She's going to bring some hot topics with her when she comes. It's going down. Now, the one thing I love about We Talk Radio Network, and I don't know if this is me bragging or not, but the one thing that I really love about this network is the fact that we have so many incredible and amazing shows. Two right now specifically that are a hot ticket, and you got to check them out on Sundays. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time is the Brand New Day with Emily Blue Show. And, of course, that is hosted by the extraordinary Emily Blue and Deanne Lack. And then at 9 p.m., stick around. Don't even go anywhere, because at 9 p.m., we're right back on with the E-Man After Show. And we have a good time with E-Man as well. Him and his beautiful wife, Dr. Mandy, are amazing. So check them out. They've got Bible study. They've got inspiration, motivation. They got funny, comedy, hilarious, gut-busting. Last night, they were talking specifically on E-Man, the E-Man After Show. The topic last night was what are your five best old school shows, right, from back in the day? Like top five classic. It was a classic, not old school, classic shows, right? So I was like, you know, Punky Brewster, you know, in my mind. I was, because I had the grandkids last night, so I couldn't really call in. They was, you know, having a ball. So I didn't want to, you know, calm them down. I was like, let me just, but they were having a ball listening to the show, because E-Man was playing some good music last night. And of course, so was Emily Blue. You gotta check both shows out. Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lex. It was at 7, and all of these shows are, you can go back and listen to them at any time. So just because you missed it live, that doesn't mean a thing. You can always go back to our network, WeTalkRadio.com, and you can listen to any of our shows. We're also heard on Blog Talk Radio. We're heard on Apple Podcasts and all the other incredible podcasts and radio places you can think of. All the incredible platforms were heard there. So you can check all of the shows out that have aired right back on those platforms. So, Punky Brewster. Back to Punky Brewster. One of my top shows. I'm going to ask Fern when she gets on the show later on today, her top shows, because she missed the show yesterday. If you also missed Brand New Day with Emily Blue, they featured an extraordinary special guest. They discussed human trafficking and all that good stuff. So not good stuff. Sorry. They discussed that, because that ain't no good stuff. So go check that out. Be a part of the network by joining us on our shows, joining us on social media, on our website, spreading the word, liking our posts, all that good stuff. We appreciate our team. Shout out to one of our administrative assistants, Noelle, and the other one, Anne. Thank you both so much for what you do behind the scenes, because we can't do what we do if you don't do what you do. So we appreciate what you do. And of course, all of our other team members as well. We appreciate you. We're going through some transitions here at We Talk Radio Network, and we love it. Of course, change is always good. And We're cool with that. We're cool with change. You know, we like what we're doing. We love what we're doing, and we know God. This is a godsend for us. You know, this platform, you know, was designed in 2010. You know, to give people a space and an opportunity to speak on things that, you know, they can't really normally talk about on other platforms or anywhere else. You know, we give you a place to feel comfortable, you know, an open door and a safe zone, you know, no judgment, you know. We try not to judge over here, you know, for real. So if you're looking for a place like that, a home like that, definitely check us out because we're looking for people just like you. To support us, and we're definitely looking to support you as well, because of course at We Talk Radio, we talk, we listen, and we take action. So you can definitely check out all of our shows and the past episodes that we have aired. You would absolutely love them. Again, some of the guests that you hear, this is another reason why I love We Talk Radio Network. A lot of the songs that you hear are artists that we've actually played here on the network, like the song I just played, Heaven Must Be Like This, that is by a beautiful young lady named Hill Street Soul. And of course, we featured her here on the network. And the song I first played when we opened up, that is Peace of Mind by Jay Brown and Fizz Bars. And unfortunately, I have not had Jay Brown or Fizz Bars on just yet, but I plan on it. That is the goal. I'm very excited about it. So we've got some hot topics that we're going to be talking about tonight. I don't know if you guys have heard of the, I know you, let me say, there's a young lady, because you may not know, there's a young lady by the name of Shirley Strawberry, and she is a radio personality, and she is a co-host on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And there's a lot of stuff that's happening with her husband right now. He was arrested about a year and a half ago on some theft by deception charges and stuff like that. Well, since then, other charges have come up, and it is absolutely atrocious. So we're going to talk about that today, because I don't know if you know that. But, you know, on top of that, right, it's not just that, right, he's in jail, and while he's sitting in jail, his phone calls, right, any phone call that you make inside that prison, they're recorded. And we have heard just pretty much all of the phone calls. I'm actually following several YouTubers on YouTube, of course, and kind of, you know, listening to, you know, the legal framework of it all, the gossip of it all, the facts of it all of that. You know, everybody's got their opinions, but these specific people that I listen to speak facts, and I actually like the facts. One of them comes from a legal perspective because she's an attorney. So he actually has been, we've been listening to recorded conversations between him and his wife, Shirley Strawberry, him and his best friend, him and his sons, and him and his mistress. Now, according to her, she says she's not a mistress, but let me just tell you about the conversations. Oh! Mm. And it's interesting because we'll talk about that in a minute. Matter of fact, don't go nowhere. We'll talk about why all of this is really interesting and how it correlates a little bit to some of the stuff I've had been going through in my own personal journey here over the past year and a half, year and a half, I guess you would say. But we'll talk about that in just a little bit. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged Show right here on We Talk Radio Network, your favorite listening station. Don't forget to go follow us on social media. We Talk Radio Network. You can look us up on all of our social media platforms under We Talk Radio Network. You can go to Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and LinkedIn and all of that. Keep the TikTok, everything. We're on all those platforms. So definitely go follow us and support us. I put up some fun videos. We're going to be, again, in the community a lot more. But, of course, we've got the Ken and Rye Show. So I put up a lot of videos of Riley, who's a part of the Ken and Rye Show. She, of course, is number 4 in the state of Texas in her weight class in wrestling. She's awesome. 4th in the state she won. She is absolutely incredible, for real. And so we're going to actually have her on here, actually right after she signs. She's going to be signing really, really soon with an incredible college. And right after she signs, we're going to get her on. And then after that, I'm going to get my oldest daughter on. She's an extraordinary model. We're going to get her on to talk about what she's doing. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about that particular saga with Shirley Strawberry and her husband. We got the beautiful Fern in the building with us. So don't go anywhere. We got more hot topics and all that good stuff when we return. And I'm going to tell you again how this saga with Shirley Strawberry and her husband and the mistress, allegedly, kind of correlate to what I had going on a little bit. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the Kia D Unplugged show right here on We Talk Radio Network.
Woke up this morning with a brand new attitude. New smile, new style, it's a whole mood. Trying to find a vibe that I can get into today. And now I'm on my way. First I hit the park and see the fellas patrolling. Ladies in them shorts, got their bellies rolling. To the beep 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 that they playing on the radio. And all they wanna know is how low can you go? I'm in my element, I'm really loving it. Left all my worries, cause they're all irrelevant. Cause it's gonna make a real good day. I just wanna say, do whatever makes you happy, cause it's your life.
Happy, yeah, yeah.
Don't ever let
We Talk Radio Network. And welcome back. I got to really thank some people around the globe real quick Gosh, big shout out to the United States of America, because y'all are always tuning in, as well as Australia. Hold on, I got to pull this up. What up, Fur?
Queen.
What up, beautiful? How are you?
I am good, beautiful, and yourself?
I cannot complain. I am super fabulous because we got our updated information, our updated numbers. Looks like we've got United States, top five. This is the top five countries that are tuned in one to five. United States, Singapore, which I've never seen Singapore on here ever. The United Kingdom.
What's up, Singapore?
Yes. What up, Singapore? United Kingdom, they've held steady at number two for a very long time. They've dropped down to the number three spot. Australia, who was number five, is now number four.
Mm-hmm.
And Russia. Russia is back. Shout out to Russia.
Hey.
Russia is back. Yeah, Russia's back.
Welcome back.
That's right. They used to be on here quite a bit during the elections. Not a joke. They were like number three, holding steady. Then they went to number two. I was like, are y'all going to go to number one? What is going on?
So we're not talking about
seriously
anything.
That part. You know, when we were talking about Trump and Biden and all that stuff, and it's election time, so maybe they're tuning in to see, you know, if we're going to talk about election stuff, you know. Maybe not. Maybe we'll bring Métis in to talk about some election stuff. So, you know, we'll see.
We'll see.
In the meantime, in between time, you know, Fern, I don't know if you have ever heard of a beautiful young lady by the name of Shirley Strawberry.
Yes, I have, Queen.
Yeah. So Shirley Strawberry, for those of you who do not know, is an amazing young lady who is a radio personality, and she sits alongside Steve Harvey on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And she became really, really popular many, many years ago because of a letter that she reads. They've labeled it the Strawberry Letter. The Strawberry Letter. Fern, you want to tell them what the Strawberry Letter is?
It's a lot of good juice. That's what I call it, good juice. It's where people put their business out there. You know, I wonder what people think sometimes.
Seriously?
Because if they're asking Shirley and Steve these off-the-wall questions and these crazy situations, their feelings get hurt most of the time. Because they're going to tell you the truth, quite like you and I. You know, I call it good juice.
It's some stuff on there that is like all over the place. Like, you know, my husband slept with my sister, and I think my husband slept with my sister, and I'm trying to put it together, and I need your help. This is what happened. I called him alone in the bed, but he said they didn't. What y'all think? Like, that's what the letter will say. It's stuff like that. Like, what? Ma'am, your husband seems to be having an affair with your sister if you caught them in the bed together. I don't know. He was on top of the covers and she was under the covers, and they be trying to give all these descriptive details like it didn't happen. Ma'am, if you had to write this letter, it happened. Anyways, Shirley Strawberry, she found herself in her own, inside of her own strawberry letter of sorts, right? I don't know if you know, but her husband was arrested about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. It's been almost 2 years. And he's still sitting in jail right now. But he was arrested almost 2 years ago on charges of theft by deception and a couple of other things. Well, since he's been in jail, you know, they've done their research and they've talked to witnesses. And, you know, they found out coercion by, you know, I mean, they found these pictures of children in his phone or in a computer, not phone, in his computer of underage victims that are in some very adult-like poses with animals. I'm going to try and keep it as high level as I can without going correct. Right. And it, you know, so he ended up standing there longer, but this is her husband. And it's like, what in the world is going on? Well, alongside of all that, right, because we learned about all that, that's how YouTube got involved because of that, right? She's famous and her husband. Well, somebody said, you know, phone calls in prison are recorded. Let's see if we can figure out a way to get his recorded calls and see what his conversations are like. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. You hear phone calls between him and his wife, Shirley Strawberry, him and his brother, him and his friends, him and his children, his sons. And you also hear, and then one with his daughter, he has like six children or something like that, none with Shirley. And you also hear calls between him and his mistress. Now, those calls right there, my. Allegedly, she says she ain't no mistress, but according to these calls, they're mistress. She's a mistress. The other thing that is important to note about this man, he has been married five times. And he hadn't gotten one divorce.
Wait, run that by me again.
You said he's been married five times, correct? Correct. And he don't have not one divorce.
So he's married to the first wife and playing house with everybody else.
That part.
Okay. So, you know, does he, I wonder if he thought maybe he was a king of a tribe or something, have multiple wives. But
you know,
they know about each other.
They did not. It was like he just didn't get a divorce. He'd move on to a new one and just wouldn't get a divorce or whatever. I take that back. There might have been one divorce in there, but he was still married to his first wife the entire time he's been married to Shirley for 9 years.
So
he was still married to his first wife, second wife, or third wife, or whatever it was, all of them. He was still married. Anyway, yeah, it's just a crazy situation. Cray-cray. And so I've been listening to the calls, you know, because there's a YouTuber who actually has gotten a hold of these calls, and they were trying to hide calls by using other people's PIN numbers, because in prison, I guess you use a PIN number in order to identify, you know, and who you are when you're making calls and da-da-da. You know, I ain't used to the prison system, so it's new now, I guess. I ain't never been in there, but, you know, of course, used to, you know, people that were in there, they would call, you know, and I would make, they would make collect calls or whatever. I would never call them in jail, but now they got iPads in jail. They got all kinds of stuff. You got all kinds
they do.
Of stuff.
You can video chat them and everything.
Yes.
Now.
You
they
can.
They can email
yes, you,
can.
You
all of that good stuff.
All of that. Text you.
Yes, indeed.
From your little iPad. That is correct. The very
for
high
small
tech.
Feet.
Very high tech. For a small fee. That is correct. Well, you know, this young man has been having all these conversations with his mistress, and it's just been absolutely insane, right? The one of the crazy things about this young lady is that she's so controlling. And this man, mind you, is, you know, according to these reports and how things are coming out, he's a womanizer. He's going to use a lot of women. He got women to get to somehow give them their car. And like he's, you know how you dating somebody and you get right. And he ended up selling it and giving it over to another chick. And it was, this happened a couple times. And then he had, I mean, the list goes on and on and on of the things that this man has done in his life. And the conversations that he has and the way he talks, you know, you can tell he might not have. He talks as if he doesn't have a very good education. And you think about somebody like Shirley Strawberry, whose dialect is extremely poised and everything. I mean, it's just high class everything. And then you listen to her husband and you're like, And I know Shirley Strawberry at this time, even though she doesn't look it, I think she's almost 70.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she may have gotten to a stage in her life where she was like, well, maybe this is all, maybe this is it, you know, and he seems like a great guy. Let me just do it. You know, hey, sure. Why not? Right.
Mm-hmm.
This young lady was so controlling. The mistress was so controlling that she convinced the man sitting in jail to tell her, his wife, and to tell his attorney, because he had like three or four attorneys while he was in there. They was using the wife's money to pay for all the attorneys. Mm. That was the other thing. They were using Shirley Strawberry like a dog to pay for everything, to pay for all of these attorney fees. And this whole time he's got this mistress that he's been talking to on this phone. It is absolutely insane. And had the streets, meaning the YouTube streets, not exposed him, she'd probably still be with him right now, not knowing that he's got this whole mistress that he'd be talking about he loves. I mean, it's sickening. When I say sickening, it is sickening. But it's like a saga, and you can't pull away. Because the calls are coming out every day, sometimes three times a day, these calls are coming out.
The saddest thing about that is that when I say this, it's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street, meaning that whether it's a man or a woman, it doesn't matter. There are really good people in this world that have a great heart.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people like him and others like him that misuse and abuse good people. And not all people continue to have that same kind of heart. Sometimes it changes people. It hardens their heart. And it makes it very difficult for them to ever trust enough to love anyone else. That's the mm-hmm. sad part about it all.
Yes, ma'am.
When you love someone, you give your all. And then they just take you and toss you to the side like you mean nothing.
Yep.
And understand tossing to the side. You don't have to physically talk someone to the side. If you misuse them and abuse them, you're tossing them to the side. They mean nothing to you. And that's the hard pill to swallow about that whole situation, because no one deserves to be treated that way. None of them women deserve that.
Mm-mm. Nope. And Shirley Strawberry seems to be a good woman. She seems to just be somebody who got caught up with the wrong man.
Yes,
and
right.
One of the things that I was kind of describing is how this kind of correlated to my life a little bit. And of course, my ex, he wasn't found with any pictures, anything like that. But as I'm listening to the mistress and how she and him are in this love triangle affair, and how they're using this woman and conniving and sneaking and trying to get every dime she has, because the mistress ain't got no money. She ain't got no money.
Broke it in a joke.
Baby. And now you have lost your good wife. You lost the one thing that you need right now, because his bail is like over $1 million. The one thing that he needs right now is gone, which was his wife, because all he needed was that one person to take her salary, because all you need is one. At this point, he doesn't have enough money, so he'd have to use collateral. Mm-hmm. And the collateral that he would have to use would have to, the person would have to make enough money on their salary annually in order to cover. She is the only one, because she got a raise when all this stuff happened. Steve gave her a raise, baby. Steve Harvey gave her a raise.
That's what I'm talking about.
All
that's what I'm talking about.
After, she got that raise, the bail was raised to $1.4 million, and that's all you really need is her. Now, instead, you got to go find 14 people to make $100,000 to get out now.
Well,
and your mistress, she broke it in a joker. She ain't got it. She don't even know 14 people to make $100,000.
Did she know 14 people?
And at this point, do she know 14 people?
Oh, God.
And it correlates with me one way. And every single time I listen to them, I get sick because I knew right around the exact same time that Shirley's husband was doing these things in his jail, my ex-husband was doing these things on the phone out of jail. He was just free to do, you know, and doing the exact same thing behind my back.
But I bet he feel locked up now, huh?
Listen, because when I tell you, honey, I have dissipated in the air like a vapor. You will never have an opportunity to do me like that again.
What you say?
I don't
vapor,
wish any
just
bad
disappear.
On me. I disappear like a vapor, like the mist. Because we were only married 3 months. And I was like, you know, it's not fair to me. You know, as much as I loved him. And, you know, it, I ain't going to lie. You know, it's still hard right now. I still have moments where I'm like, I just can't believe this has happened. There's no way. You know, I wanted forever. I got married for the forever feeling. Not for the forever feeling, excuse me, for the forever. You know what I'm saying? The feeling was one part of it. And nothing was perfect. You know, I was willing to deal with this person where they were at. You know, I didn't judge, you know. And you didn't make, you know, more than me. I didn't care. I didn't care about none of that. I ain't even tell nobody. Who cares who makes more? I'm not even that female. Nobody even knew. You know, it was,
you know,
you
what,
know,
Queen? You know, when I look at your situation, I think about Shirley's situation. I think about the situation that I've been in before, like that. I think about all the women that's been through it. And I am going to go a little bit further and even say that this is also for the men who has been dogged out by women.
Yep.
What don't kill you make you stronger, okay?
Absolutely.
We go through trials and tribulations, and we have to understand that although we put all of us into something or someone, that may not be our purpose, that may not be our future, that may not be our forever. That
yes,
may
ma'am.
Be just a stumbling block to knock you down so you can pay attention to what's really ahead for you so that you can be lifted up above all that chaotic nonsense. So don't look back on it and feel bad or anything like that. And again, this may not be for you, Queen. I mean, this may be for somebody listening.
Absolutely.
Don't allow it to make you feel bad. Allow it to give you strength. Because you made it through.
Absolutely.
Had people go through the same thing that you've gone through or Shirley is going through. And they commit suicide because they can't mentally handle it.
Right.
So if you're still standing, you have clothes on your back, shoes on your feet. You have food on your table. Your bills are paid. You're not asking anyone for anything.
Amen.
You already have the victory.
What you say? I'm already winning. Get going.
You already won. You already have the victory.
And
so
I feel like at the end of the day, I won the prize. I won the prize.
Oh,
I won. He had the prize.
Wonderful.
You know, he dropped the ball. That ain't got nothing to do with me. I cannot. That it ain't.
Let
I cannot take that person.
Queen, he never had the prize. You want me to tell you why? Because when you have the prize and you know the prize, you know that's your prize. You're not going to toss it down, step on it, spit on it. You're not going to do that. You're going to set it up on that top shelf where nobody can touch it. And you're going to keep it dusted every day, baby. You heard me?
You that good,
you're
going
to keep that dusted every day. You're going to cherish that prize because you know that it's a blessing. But if you don't know blessing, when it's in your face, you don't have a pride. You just think you do.
That part.
It's just a thought. Understand the concept, Queen. It was a thought. It
Amen.
Was a season, not a lifetime. I'm just saying.
That message is for me and somebody else who's tuning in today. I don't want nobody to miss that. You know, if you've been in a situation where you've been hurt, male or female, where you've been hurt by somebody, you know, like, I mean, ooh, married or not, you know, sometimes it could just be a boyfriend or girlfriend and it hurt, it cuts deep.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've been in a situation where you were, and I'm going to be honest, this right here, the enemy, Queen, the enemy was, he was ready to take me out.
I know.
He was like, I got her now. I got her. I finally, boy, did I tell you, God was like, no, I got
her.
I always had her.
He didn't know. He didn't know you had warriors around you.
He had no idea.
He had no
idea.
Mm-mm. He didn't know you knew how to pray.
That part. That
and
part.
He sure didn't know your friends knew how to pray.
That part. Yep. And when I tell you, my baby, I got some praying folk around me who wanted to make sure that no matter what, I didn't lose hope in what God was trying to do. Because, you know, sometimes people, you know, can see God is trying to do something for you. I knew God was trying to do something. I already knew. I heard the word from God. He was trying to do something for not only me, but him as well. And, you know, anybody who can feel comfortable using someone in the way that my ex did, in the way that Shirley Strawberry's husband did, they were extremely comfortable in these relationships that were outside, these extramarital affairs. They were extremely comfortable in that. They were extremely comfortable taking finances, you know, that – and they didn't put into the pot the way they should have as a husband. And because, you know, you had a good wife who was just trying to meet you where you were, you know, at the end of the day, you know, seriously, you know, I had to get to a place in my mind, because this wasn't just a normal, okay, we're done thing. No, this young man decided to seal the deal with, when I say evil words, there were no words of encouragement. There were no apologetic. There were no, you know, there was a time when he was trying to apologize to me. I hadn't found out he was cheating at this time. He was just trying to, because I didn't put him out because he was cheating. I didn't say it was over because he was cheating. I said it was over because God said it was over. I didn't find out he was cheating until 3 weeks later. And so that's why you got to be strategic. When God tells you to listen to him and you hear it, he was already treating me bad. We had only been married 3 months. I had kept trying to give him a chance. I was tired of him talking to me crazy. I was sick of it. I was sick of it. I was like, it's going to be me or you, and I ain't going to jail. You cannot keep, I'm your wife. You know, you can't keep disrespecting me like this. I kept saying, you act like you don't like me. I'm confused, because it wasn't like a, it was like he was treating, and actually, this ain't nothing new. I was saying, you acting like you don't like me. That's how you talk to me sometimes. And I couldn't put my finger on it because he was begging me to marry him. So here we go, get married. Because I'm thinking I'm doing the right thing, you know. And then as soon as we got married, boom, it was like the floodgates start coming through. I could see there's so much I could say I'm not going to say. That I could just see. And I was like,
That just built you up. That's it. It built you up. Building you up. Preparing you for what is greater to come. That's it.
I know. And
that's
I'm definitely, I have no ill will. You know, those words that he said to me, I have literally, the enemy will, and I'm trying to be very transparent, because I know there's somebody right now who's heard some words from their mama or their daddy or somebody that has just wore them out, and they cannot get over those negative words. And literally what I physically had to do in the spirit and in the physical, like I literally had to, when those words came to my head, I would literally not actually grab my head, but it was like I was grabbing the thought out of my head and I was yanking it and throwing it like in a lake of fire. I mean, I physically had to do that. And I literally, in a literal sense, I had to do it as well, just begging God to take those, because I could hear them resounding in my voice, the things that he has, the horrible things that he said, you know. My age was a problem. I was too old for him. I mean, it was a whole bunch of nasty, horrible things that no husband should say to a wife at all, cause, you know. And I had to allow those. Say it again?
Go ahead, Queen. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, I had to allow those words. I had to allow those words to completely, like I said, be a vapor and non-existent, you know, in my life, because no, people hurt people hurt people. And I had to always, I had to remember that as well. Hurt people, hurt people. And he wanted to make sure, since I was strong enough to say, I can't, I'm not going to do this anymore. Since I was strong enough to walk away, he wanted to hurt me because he was hurting. And I get that now, you know. But I harbor no ill will. I can't, there's no way. It hurts your heart to do that. That's called heart disease and heart attack. I ain't doing that.
Yes.
I ain't doing that.
It's a lot. No,
you. Yes, yeah, it's a lot on you when you hold that.
Yeah. Yeah, but I know you're not. I'm not gonna allow that.
That nope.
No, we won't allow that. No.
Amen.
That.
Amen.
We can't. Nope.
Amen. And that's the other piece to this. You know, when you're walking through the journey of trying to of healing, making sure that you literally get rid of the naysayers and the negative people that are in your life. And I'm not saying you just got to have a whole bunch of a whole bunch of people that are just going to be your yes men. That's not what I'm saying. Get you some positive, forward-moving thinking people in your life. People who literally know how to move forward in situations, because some folks will keep you bound, and you don't even realize the conversation is holding you back.
And you have to surround yourself with people who are in love with themselves. You understand that?
That part.
It's okay to be in love with other people, but you have to fall in love with you. You know, it's a song, because the way I was raised, you always put God first. You know, the song is falling in love with Jesus. It's the best thing I've ever done. But let me help you understand another good feeling. Now, that is the best thing I've ever done. Don't get it twisted. But it feels so good to fall in love with yourself.
Amen. Amen.
When you fall in love with yourself, a lot of the nonsense that you accepted before falling in love with yourself, you won't accept that anymore.
Yep.
So a lot of the trials and tribulations will cease, because you're not accepting the nonsense anymore. I'll tell anybody, I love my husband, I do, but I am so in love, baby. Did you hear me? Wait, I don't think you heard me, hunty.
That part.
I am
that part.
So
in love
with myself. You can call me conceited, call me stuck up. You can call me what you want to call me. It's what I answer to. But I am in love with me for me. Fall in love with yourself and see what happens. See how your train of thought changes, the way you feel about yourself when you look in the mirror, the way you feel about yourself when other folks feel like they can voice their opinion about you. I'm just saying, give it a try. I'm not telling you to try something I've never tried before. I've tried it, and I love it, and I love it.
That part. You know, it also comes with changing your value system, the things that you value. Because if you don't value yourself, you can't love yourself.
Well,
if you have written a book, and in this book you have written yourself as a supporting cast member in your own book, that's the issue. You see what I'm saying? Why are you a supporting cast member in the book of your own life? And that happens every day, because we put everybody else before our own selves. So now we the supporting cast in the book of our life. You know how long I did that? Now, I had no choice at some point, because I've been a mom since I was 17 years old. So there were things I had no choice. I had, that's a different level. Absolutely. I ain't had no choice. I did that freely. But
you did what you were supposed to do.
I did. Abso-freaking-lutely I did. I loved it. I think that the one thing that I didn't do throughout the process of my life was put any value on me. And so what happened was is my self-esteem went into the shitter. Excuse my French. My self-esteem went... And I didn't even know it. And so then here I am attracting people at that level because you are what you eat.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, I'm just saying. And so here I am now attracting people on that level. And on that level is succubi because they know what to do. Because they see you. They see you vulnerable. Oh, yeah, I got me a good one here. Oh, yeah, baby.
What you say? I got me a good little dummy right here, huh?
I got me a good dummy. And look at me. I'm just trying to be a good person. I'm just trying to be a good person. Just trying to be a good wife. I'm just trying to be a good person. I'm just trying to be good. So, but again, I'm going to tell you something. It was a life lesson that I had to learn. I had to learn it before I got to that next level, whether it was going to be with him or not. I wish it could have been with him. 100%. I wish it could have been with him. But God was like, yeah, no, he ain't the one. Okay, I ain't driven. He wasn't ready.
Yeah, he.
And now if he becomes ready in the future, he would just have to be ready for another woman. It ain't going to be there.
That part. Real talk, that part.
That part, real talk. Love him. Wish him the absolute best. And that's just like anybody. I don't wish nobody the worst. As mad as I was, Queen, because, I mean, there was a time we talked and I on the show live.
Queen.
And I was angry. I was seething still.
I know.
As a matter of fact, I took almost a year hiatus from the radio because I couldn't even talk for a minute. I was like, I just need to shut up. And go sit in the corner and just listen to God.
No,
I needed to heal. And the crazy thing is, you know, for me, you know, I'm such a Shiro. My scars heal up and, like, you know, put a little Band-Aid on it and it's going to heal up in a couple days, right? So I'm thinking to myself, yeah, this is going to be over soon. It's got to be. This healing journey has got to be over quickly. There's no way, you know, it's going to take a long time. And I am literally a year later, my divorce will be, excuse me, the annulment will be final in about less than 30 days, about 25 days. The annulment will be final. We were separated a year ago. It would have been, last week it was a year. And then within 30 days, I got that annulment done. So it's only been really a year and some change that all this stuff kind of happened. So I had to give myself.
Real talk. How are you mentally? Real talk, all BS-ified, straight up, mentally. I want to know how you are doing mentally now.
Now, so much better than I was before. Once I gave myself grace to heal, I've never given myself the grace to heal. I didn't even know what that was. I didn't give myself time before to heal. My dad passed away, and I was sad, but I didn't process the way I needed to. So there were things in my life that happened to me when I was younger, sexual assault that happened when I was 11. I didn't process the way I needed to process. So when all of this stuff came down, and to have him say those negative, nasty things, and to have somebody that you thought loved you so much to be so gut-wrenching, and then for me to have the things that happened to me when I was younger, and to have my dad not to be here, which was my one confidant, there were so many moving pieces of it that I grieved. An unspeakable grieving process. I can't even begin to tell you how hard it was, how much I cried, how long I cried, how I felt guilty for crying. Because, God, I know I heard you tell me that this, I know I heard from you when you told me that I can't be with him anymore. I know I heard from you. And I'm going off your word, but I'm still hurting so much. I don't understand. It's not supposed to be like this. I ain't supposed to be hurting like this, Emma. Did I make a mistake? Did I hear it wrong, God? I mean, and this is after I found out he was cheating. I already knew he was, but this is after I found out he was using me. I could feel he was using me, but of course it was confirmed after everything had went down. And then, of course, finding out he was cheating with multiple. Multiple. You know, I mean, it's like that alone just made me feel like I was trash. I'm going to tell you this last piece that just, we never consummated our marriage because I'll just leave it there. It was devastating. It was devastating. He told everybody on Wednesday how he couldn't wait to tear it up. So here we are Wednesday night and it's cricket. Like, what? You was there, Fur. You was there. You was there, Queen. He couldn't wait to tear it up. So Wednesday night, I'm like, okay, let's tear it up. No. Nothing. And that's why I was able to get that annulment. I'm not going to put nobody's business out there and talk about why that's not neither here nor there, but it was devastating for me. I'm just trying to say the severity. And I was supportive of him. Like, all throughout everything in his life, I was just supportive. I was a supportive woman. I was a supportive girlfriend, supportive wife. Even to his two beautiful daughters, which devastated me because I had to be ripped away from them. I had to rip them away from my two daughters, who were also devastated by the situation. I had to rip them away from my grandchildren, who were also devastated by the situation. My mother was devastated. My brother who walked me down the aisle was devastated. So you ask me how I'm doing, Queen. I'm doing so much better. But does it still hurt you, girl?
Queen. Cricket's queen.
Girl, cricket. And hey, I ain't never seen nothing like it. Cricket queen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
Crazy thing is this man decided he wanted to marry me on my birthday. He took my birthday. Now, my birthday belongs to me, you know, but he tried to take my birthday and turn it into this shenanigan of his, you know, this usury, this trickery.
The cricket.
Baby, what I tell you, I'm telling you, it was just the whole thing. But I thank God for time. I thank God for space. I thank God that he gave me the opportunity to actually be here today and even having the words to speak out of my mouth, because for the longest time I couldn't speak. Like, it just, I couldn't. I was devastated. Shout out to you. Shout out to E-Man and Emily Blue, who continued to check on me and support me. You know what I'm saying? Of course, everybody else that I don't want to leave anybody out, specifically here on the network. Y'all just 100% had my back, and I appreciate that. What I do, I really appreciate that.
100%.
Baby girl just got home from work today. Okay.
Hey,
I'm doing my show in the studio today. So, you know. Yeah. You know your girl's graduating. Go ahead, Fern.
Before you tell about her graduating, I have one more question about them crickets. You know, sometimes they talk. Was they crying for some rain? Was they staring?
Listen. Let me tell you something. Baby, drive the desert down there. I don't know what it was. It wasn't nothing happening. It was waterless.
Oh, God. Okay. My tickle box has turned over. Okay. Okay, tell us about my right.
Oh, man, she actually will be graduating here in a couple weeks, so I'm very excited for her. And she'll be signing on signing day, which is my dad. It would have been my dad's birthday, April 17th. So she'll be signing to a university on that day. It's their big signing day at the school. So very proud of her, all of her accomplishments and everything that she's been doing. For those of you who don't know, my daughter, Riley, she's a senior this year. She'll be 18 in a couple weeks. She's going to graduate in a couple weeks. And she's also been wrestling now for 3 years. And she ended up having a very successful junior season. She had a successful sophomore year as well. And then she had a successful junior year, but her senior year was the most successful. She made it to fourth in the state in Texas. And you got kids that have been wrestling all their lives, and it, you know, they never quite make it there. But this young lady, who's just incredible, was able to get all the way to fourth place in her weight class in the state of Texas. And that's just amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Right on. That's yeah. Right.
Yeah, yeah, she's doing big things. I'm very excited for her. And I'm gonna tell you what's crazy. On the they have what's called the UIL Championship, right? Which is it happens in Houston. It's the Texas Championship, national or state, excuse me. Well, wait, yeah, the state championship that they have. And so all the schools in Texas are there, and all the best of the best of the best are there, right? And, of course, my baby got fourth place. Well, the coach had to leave to get back to Dallas-Fort Worth, and so he couldn't stay for the actual what they call medaling, where the coach puts the medal on their neck. And so me being who I am, shout out to my frat brother who actually just so happened to be down on that floor with the officials' badges and all that stuff. I found out that the coach left. I found, because I hadn't been to one of these medalings before. My baby didn't make. She made it to state last year. She made it to the second day of state, because there's 2 days of state. She made it to the second day, and then she got taken out. So I think she made eighth. She got to eighth place in the state last year or something like that. So she didn't get to stand on the stage. You got to get 1 through 6 in order to be on that stage. She got fourth place. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Outstanding. She beat some women. Boy, these young girls, I'm telling you, they some woo. Boy, you see them on the street, you wouldn't even know they could take you down like that. Like, real talk. Like, don't play with people in these streets, because you really never know who can really wrestle and who can't. Because some of these kids are just as skinny as a bean, and they can take you down quickly. But she actually, when I found out that the coach was gone and that the medals were going to be done by, that her medal was going to be put on by another coach, I was like, yeah, no. Mama got to find a way. Guess who did just that? I'm positive in the history of the UIL championships in Texas, they have never had a parent on that floor with an official badge on. Shout out to my frat brother who handed me his pass, so that I could be down there and meddle my daughter.
Look at God.
I saw one of my frat brothers on the floor, and I sent my niece Destiny, who's also in a sorority. Shout out to Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I will celebrate 20 years of being a Zeta on the 18th of this month, so in a couple of days. And I celebrated this past weekend with all my sorority sisters, so shout out to them, to my line sisters. But my Destiny, she's what's called Legacy. She's my niece, and she's also a Zeta. And so she's my Legacy. And so I sent her, because, you know, she looks young. You know, she's young. I sent her on the floor because I was like, they ain't going to question her. She look young. She look like she one of these high school students, even though she in college.
Yes, she
look like she a high school student. So I told her, I said, hey, you see Frat? He had on a Phi Beta Sigma shirt. I said, you see that? I said, I want you to go down there. I just want you to tell him we up here. I just want you to wave to him and tell him you got sorority sisters that are in the building. And that's exactly what she did. Well, that young man, our frat brother, just so happened to be standing by the chief of police that runs the whole that whole little situation. And when she went down there and spoke to Frat and the chief of police, and who's both of them were my frat brother was a white man. The chief of police was a black man. When the chief of police heard that, because my niece Destiny, shout out to Des, just so happened to be running her mouth, just like her auntie, the floor and telling him, man, yeah, my niece is going to be meddled by, you know, she was saying hello. She was just supposed to speak. I didn't give her any other direction.
You know, you knew better.
I didn't give her no other direction other than to go tell
him
his sorority sisters.
You knew she was going to take the opportunity.
That part. And she did. I didn't give her no other direction. That was the only thing I said is go tell him we're up here. Just go and tell and turn him, show him where I'm at. That way I can wave. That's what I said. Because my frat brother was, it's hundreds of people on there. And they're all students and coaches. So I knew this man had to have been a coach or he was an official. And he didn't, official meaning like a referee. He didn't have on, no, he had to have been a coach. I knew he was because he didn't have on no referee uniform and he sure wasn't a student. So I was like, go down there and tell him. And she went right down. I said, go down and tell him we up here. And she went down there. My aunt, you know, her daughter got fourth place, but the coach left. And another coach is going to medal her. And immediately the chief and him was like, where's she at? And they waved me down there. And he said, listen, this is what we going to do. You meddling your daughter today. Yep. And I meddled my daughter today. I meddled my daughter that day. He gave me his pass and said, you're going to need this while you're on the floor. Yep. Good job, Destiny.
Great job.
Perfect. Yeah. It takes teamwork to make this dream work. Real talk.
That part. Real talk.
It was going to be her mama. Because we didn't know that other coach like that. He hadn't coached my daughter before, you know. So I wanted to take that opportunity to make it special for her. So I stepped back until it was my moment, of course, to go up and medal her. And then I took a quick step back so she could shine in the spotlight that she was supposed to be in. So absolutely. It was beautiful, though. It was awesome opportunity. So I'm excited to see her graduate, excited to see her turn 18, excited to see, you know, what God has for her in this next journey. And I will allow her when she comes on the show to talk about all of the great things that she's going to do when she goes on to college, and she's got a plan. And so I'll let her talk about that. But it's exciting. I know you've been around for a long time watching her and her journey. So we appreciate you, Fern Fern.
Yeah, that's my baby. That's my rah-rah.
She's a good kid, man. She's a good kid.
Yes.
She is.
Yes.
Listen, we got some. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Queen.
No, I was going to say we got some hot topics. Some more hot topics that
Girl,
we need to talk about.
What
you
have
we talked
for
about,
me?
Well, I know we talked about Shirley Strawberry and her husband, Ernest Williams. And we're going to keep talking about that because that's there's also this P. Diddy saga, you know. And, of course, for those of you who don't know, you know, P. Diddy, who is, of course, a hip-hop artist, the rapper, you know, has recently been sued by Cassie, and his house was raided, both his houses, one in Miami, one in L.A. You know, he's got a slew of potential lawsuits against him right now with a slew of allegations against him as well as his son. And the list goes on and on and on. I've talked to a couple people, and one of the questions I want to ask you about, and we're going to talk more about specifically the charges and what's going on and the up-to-date information on P. Diddy next Monday. But I want to ask you, Fern, you know, R. Kelly went to prison for some of the same stuff that right now P. Diddy is being charged for. And a lot of people, portion of the debate that I was having is, you know, people still listening to the music of R. Kelly, like, and now, of course, P. Diddy. We may have, allegedly, some other artists that may be a part of this thing, this big rumbling thing, because you know, P. Diddy is not going down alone.
Of course.
You know P. Diddy is not going to just lay down and take it.
He's going to talk, but it's about to be a lot of people is about to be disappointed when all this stuff come out. But at the end of the day, they're human. You do the crime, you do the time. Period.
Boom. I think we're having some technical difficulties. I didn't even know. So thank you, Fern, for letting me know, because I didn't even realize we were having some technical difficulties over on this end. My bad. I had no clue. So if we cut out for a portion of time, you know, we apologize. You know, P. Diddy right now, again, is facing some charges. You know, what about if Usher faces a charge? And let me just say why, possibly, right? And these are only our opinions. Let me just say this. These are not facts. And, these are only our opinions and not the opinions of We Talk Radio. These are the opinions of Kia D. And firm. You know, if something happens, right, and Justin Bieber, who was a young, 14, 15-year-old young boy when he was introduced. I think he might have been younger than that, actually. I think he was younger than that when he may have been introduced to R. Kelly. I'm not R. Kelly. I'm sorry. P. Diddy and Usher. Usher introduced Justin Bieber to P. Diddy. And there's a video where Diddy is doing his Diddy Daddy camp. It was going to take 72 hours, and they were going to be doing this camp, him and Justin Bieber and Justin Bieber's friend. And according to P. Diddy on this video that he did, when, of course, years ago when Justin Bieber was a little boy, he's saying, yeah, we're going to be going doing a camp, and I can't disclose what we're going to be doing. Of course, now looking back at that, we're like, well, now we might know why you couldn't disclose what you were doing. And so if Justin Bieber was introduced to P. Diddy by Usher, and if Usher was introduced to P. Diddy at a very, 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 very young age, and allegedly things may have transpired, even according to P. Diddy. He made a comment one day on video where him and Usher woke up in the bed together, even though he said we used to fight over the, we woke up in the bed together fighting over the Frosted Flakes. And everybody was like, well, y'all woke up in the bed together in the morning. What? He was a kid. What do you mean you woke up in the bed with a kid in the morning? And, of course, in this video, Kevin Hart and P. Diddy and everybody tried to laugh it off like it wasn't nothing. But it was like, no, that was something. But, of course, back then we didn't put all these things together. We didn't put it all together. If P. Diddy was introduced to Justin Bieber by Usher, and Usher had been assaulted and may have known that introducing Justin Bieber to P. Diddy may have gotten him assaulted, do you think, potentially, I don't know, statute of limitations might be up, I don't know, but do you think maybe, just maybe, Usher could possibly face some charges? And if he does, Fern, are we still going to be listening to You Got It Bad and Let It Burn? Like, what are we doing? Are we supporting these artists, or are we separating the artists from the music?
I don't know how you can separate the artists from the music, because it is who it is. Now, if somebody else rewrite that song or sing that song, and you start listening to them, you know, it's still going to be the same effect, because now you're listening to the lyrics of the song, and now you're putting two and two together, because as the old songs say in the days, everything's out in the open. So now we got to face the music. So you're going to have those who will continue to listen to the music. You're going to have those that's going to walk away from it, because now they understand the meaning behind the lyrics. Now, most people is going to analyze everything. Is that what he was really talking about in that song? Does that song see what he was going through at that time. So it's going to be a lot of different opinions. But at the end of the day, he said, they call me U-S-H-E-R-R-A-Y-S-O-N-D. Okay, so.
I'm going to say this real quick.
I'm saying.
Let me say this real quick. One, we'll go to my room of fun. Two, and I'll say, give me your tongue. Three, you see what I'm saying? Like, 12 Play is one of those songs, now that I listen, now that you go back and you listen to it, right? And I haven't listened to it. I just happen to know the lyrics by heart. Who don't know the lyrics by heart? 12 Play is just one of those songs where you could now look at it and say, oh, my goodness, were you talking to children? Trying to get them to understand. We're going to my room of fun and giving you all the directions by numbering it.
And then when he say, feel me, I'm so what?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You don't have to tell a grown woman to do that.
Oh my gosh. Feel me. I'm right. Oh my gosh. You know, but we didn't even think about this stuff back then.
Nope. But when things is out in the open, our train of thought changes. Our eyes open and our ears is listening.
Yep, I believe the age of the internet, the age of YouTube, the age of TikTok, the age of us being able to see more and being aware of more also gives us, because I think them saying this 20 years ago, just like with R. Kelly, most folks didn't believe it. We knew that man married Aaliyah. We knew that man was wrong. And what do we do?
So allegedly, her mom sold her, pretty much. Like, he paid her mom, allegedly. I mean, I wasn't there. Allegedly. It wasn't because you couldn't just marry a kid back then like that. You can't do it now.
Well,
he was like
allegedly,
14.
He had help within the court system. He had like someone to file, but he knew somebody inside the court system that actually filed the papers for him. And was, they had a fake ID for Aaliyah and da 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 da. I'm not saying that your story didn't happen, but I know that there was that story that came out specifically about how he had actually had help within the court system to get those paperwork, that paper, the marriage license filed. I think everybody who everybody who was aiding and abetting needs to be looked at and potentially charged for the things that they have done. Why is R. Kelly the only one behind bars? There was a whole lot of folks helping him out. Man couldn't read, according to reports.
Allegedly.
So it was a whole lot of stuff he wasn't going to be able to do, like book flights for women to come to do all the trafficking he did. You know what I'm saying? He had, what, an eighth, ninth grade? I don't even know what the education level was, but according to him, he couldn't read or something like that. So how he booking flights? Who's booking the flights for him? Why are they not in jail?
It's going to be interesting to see the outcome of this.
It is going to be interesting, okay? Did you have some news stories for us tonight? Because I just realized we got like 9 minutes of the show left. I didn't even, my bad. I just realized because, you know, we've been talking
about those. We can talk about those next time.
Cool.
I was gonna talk about, hold on, let me get my notes real quick. You know, my brain, you know, I'm getting up in age and stuff. So, you know, my brain.
You forgetting stuff. That's all right.
One thing I wanted to talk about tonight was the young man, Rasheed Wright, and what your thought was on that. But we're going to save that for next week.
What happened with Rasheed? That way we can be ready.
Well, you know, he was driving the Lamborghini that caused the accident here in Dallas.
The football player, the basketball player.
Yes, the football player, So... this is the thing that hurt this young man. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to leave it alone until next week. He walked away. He left.
He ran away.
He left the scene. of the accident, he left. They all left, all four of them. But we're going to hold that until next week. But I want to talk about this really, really quick. You know, a lot of people is happy about this. A lot of people is real. You do know that O.J. Simpson died over the weekend.
Yes, R.I.P. to O.J.
Yeah.
He did. He OJ.
I saw a lot of people clapping. Yeah, he was 76, died of cancer.
You said you saw a lot of people clapping?
Yes, and I was like, oh, my God. So, you know, a lot of people have a lot of mixed feelings still about O.J. I wasn't there. I don't know what he did. I don't know if the gloves he is. You know, I don't know if he had mental issues. I don't know. But even a serial killer, when he's executed, and I've lost family members to murder, and I did not wish death on them. That is not my job. I don't want or do I need that burden on my heart like that. So I have to forgive people for the ugly things that they choose to do. Not for them, but for me. But to hear people clapping the way I heard them clapping, it was disheartening. No matter what anyone does, clapping, that's not something to celebrate that way. That was not, what's the word I'm looking for? It wasn't Christ-like, say it like that.
Right.
That's the nicest way I can say it. And, you know, I know everyone that's listening may not believe in God, but whomever or whatever you believe in, you can say the universe. It wasn't nice. It wasn't universal like, you know. It wasn't nice at all. So, but, you know, RIP to OJ and his kids. May God bless them and give them comfort. His family, may God give them all comfort. Because no matter what anyone do, you have people that loves you. And it hurts when they lose you. So my prayers goes out to his family and friends.
Absolutely, 100%. And OJ, when you get there, say hello to Black Jesus for me. That's right, y'all. Jesus is black. If you didn't know,
now you know. Real talk.
Oh, man. Wait, we're going to talk about that next week, too. And we're also going to talk about folks burning their Bibles. That's right. You heard it. They are burning their Bibles. Okay. We're going to talk about that next week, too. So, yeah, it's going down next week. It's going down next week. We got more Diddy talk. We're going to talk about Fernice's story with this. Why in the world this? Was he a football player or a basketball player?
Well, yes, it was. He's a football player for Kansas City.
That's it. Kansas City. That's it. Listen, we're going to talk about that, and we're going to talk about more, including Black Jesus, next week. So y'all come back 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Monday night. Don't miss it, as well as on Sundays, 7 p.m., Brand New Day with Emily Blue and Deanne Lax, at 9 p.m., E-Man After Show with E-Man and Dr. Mandy. And then, of course, you can check me and my girl Fern Fern out on Monday nights. It's going down. We got our other shows that are coming back this season, so y'all be ready for those as well. We got a jam-packed season, as well as new shows that are starting. I'm super excited. We got a lot of stuff going on. So our team is rocking and rolling behind the scenes, and we're excited about it. So, Fern Fern, do you mind closing us out in prayer tonight?
Yes, Queen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to say thank you, Lord, for blessing me to be on top of the ground and the ground not on top of me. Thank you for giving me another chance to say thank you for all the blessings that you bestowed upon me. Thank you for blessing our families, Lord. I'm praying for everyone across the land, Lord, for all of those that are heartbroken, going through trials and tribulations, lost without understanding. Father God, bless those that are confused and need help and don't know how to ask for help, Lord. Give them the courage to say, I need help, Lord. Give them the courage to call that hotline that may save their life, Lord. Father God, we ask that you just cover all the sick, the shut-in, the bereaved families, Lord. We cover everyone, Father, because we are nothing without you. We're nothing. But with you, we are everything, and we can accomplish anything that we set our minds and our hearts to. We ask that you bless us to meet again, the same time, same place, with your blessing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We are super, super, super excited that you joined us tonight. We truly, truly, truly appreciate it. This is the Kia D Unplugged show. And I also wanted to give you guys a number. If you ever feel like you're in crisis and you need to talk to someone, you know, if you're thinking about committing suicide, if you're actually worried about someone, a friend or a loved one, or if you just are someone who needs emotional support, there's a network, there's several that you can call. You can actually dial 988 from your phone, 988. You can dial that number from your phone. It's 24-hour free confidential support for people in distress and prevention awareness. All for suicide and all kinds of great things. So I want people to have resources that they may need. If you're ever in need, you may not need it today, but if you're ever in need, you know what to do and you know where to go. You can dial 988 from your phone. I don't want you to ever think that you're alone. I don't even want you to think that what you're going through, you're going through by yourself. You are not. Like, real talk, there is a place that you can come, a free space that you can come, a judge-free zone that you can come, and that's right here on We Talk Radio Network. You can listen in if you want to call in. We have a call-in number. Today we didn't give it out. I'll give it out in the future. But if it's something you want to do and you want to call in, you just want to chat for a little bit, you got a hot topic you want to talk about, when you call in, you push the number 1, and that number 1 is going to make sure my producers know that you want to chat with us. And so we'll pull you into a back line. Sometimes they just push people on through. And that's how sometimes we be getting those, you know, calls where folks just be like, they just say some of the silliest stuff. Like, hey, y'all didn't screen these calls before y'all put them on through. We hadn't had those in years, though. I mean, back in the day, I love forget. I'm going to say this and I'm going to get off the line. I'll never, never, never forget. Shout out to DJ Hev Love. DJ Hev Love was the worst when it came to pushing calls through. Like, he would screen them, but not all of them. And I'll never forget one day, late night show, I think we were on After the Lights Go Out. I was like, that's right, it's your girl Kia D. Welcome to the show. After the Lights Go Out, welcome. And they were like, nigger. And I was like, hello? Oh. Hello? Is this thing off? Hello? Hello? Nigger. I was like, oh, DJ, have love, mute that. Get that call out of here. I was like, okay, now see, DJ, if you didn't learn before, now you know today. Screen calls, bro. Shout out, DJ, have love. What's up, my boy? Thank you, Fern, for checking on me and just making, seeing where I am mentally. I appreciate that because it's so important
to check on you.
Yeah, it is so important to check on your friends and find out where they are mentally. And if finding things, I will say this, finding things that I really love to do and actually effective and actually doing those things is actually what's making the things a lot easier because I have the joy of life. I love life. And that's the one thing about me. I do love life. And so that actually helped me through my journey because I didn't want to see it end. And I also have beautiful children. And I have beautiful grandbabies. And there's no way in the world, I know what suicide does. I've seen the effects of that. And there's no way in the world I could leave that weight on this family. Ain't no way. I know the importance of my life. And so there was no way in the world that I would ever think about doing something like that. But that doesn't mean the enemy didn't try his trickery to make it look like that was something I needed to do. He kept telling me, girl, you don't even need to be here. Don't nobody love you. He won't love you. Can't nobody ever love you. And it just, the enemy will throw, he will throw you under a train and leave you there. He will try. Because see, while the enemy's trying to throw you under the train, you got somebody who's trying to rescue you 100%. He got his hand out the whole time, like, I'm right here. Just if you put your hand in mine and you just trust and believe, when I say trust, I mean it's like the inkling of trust. If you just give it a shot, what they call a mustard seed of faith that this God can do it for you, trust me, he'll pull you out. And that's exactly what I did, because it was a moment when I ain't have but that small little mustard seed, right? A tenth of that mustard seed. I was there, God pulled me right on through, and I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. And on the other end of that, I don't even call that person an enemy. I pray for those people. I don't even say enemy, because usually you say you pray for your enemies. I'm not putting that person in the enemy category. I just pray for those people who have wrongfully misused me, you know, who didn't understand the value that they possessed at that time. They didn't understand. I did. That's why I took off running with my tennis shoes on, because I understood the value. And if you're somebody right now who's just, man, you're trying to figure out the value of you, don't even contemplate it anymore. You are worth it. You are worthy. You are more valuable than you could ever imagine. Don't even contemplate it. But gold can't even touch you. That's how valuable you are. It was only one created like you. That's how valuable you are. Real talk. And one can't be created like you again, even if you have a twin. Y'all could be as identical as possible, but y'all still going to have some differences, and that's what makes you so unique. So thank you so much for tuning into this incredible show. I appreciate the love, the support. We've got some amazing, some amazing musical guests, you know, because we love our artists. We love supporting our artists. Yes. We got some guests that are going to be coming up this season. I'm excited for this season. It's going to be a lot of fun. We got some counselors that we're going to bring on and talk about all of this mental health stuff, because it is so important, all of that. So we got some good stuff happening this season. I'm really excited about it. So thank you, Fern.
My pleasure, Queen. My pleasure.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network and making this your number one listening station. You can check us out on all of our social media platforms and go to all of them, especially YouTube, YouTube. Go check us out and tune in and like us and love us. And we've got this big thing going where we love the support, and we appreciate that support. So go check us out on YouTube and all of our other social media platforms. Go to our website, wetalkradio.com, and then get back here next Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, where you can enjoy your girl Fern and me, Kia D, and we hold it down right here on We Talk Radio Network on the Kia D Unplugged Show. Yeah.
I've never done before. Today will be the day that I claim my space in this big old world.
No more excuses from me.
Oh, I don't know what tomorrow's gonna bring.
No more procrastinating.
No matter what, I'm gonna keep it moving, cause I like I know I should.
Today is the day that I
leave all those things behind me that's doing me no good.
No more.
Has something for everyone with shows featured every single day of the week, which means you can join us every day and have fun every day. And if you got a business, feel free to join us and advertise your business right here on our platform on WeTalkRadio.com.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.